So, Perek Lamed Pasuk Zayin Parshat Tetzaveh. The pasuk says, "B'boker b'boker b'tivon and erod yaktirena."
Were we recording?
Yeah.
Yes.
So every morning when they're preparing the candles in the menorah, that's when we light. They also would light up the incense, burn the incense, the ketoret. So, what is the connection between the ketoret and preparing the lighting and preparing the candles? We can learn an important lesson, says the Darash Moshe. He says that even though it's something that's done on the inside and hidden, but it can be sensed on the outside. We know the Gemara in Yoma tells us that when the Ketoret was being lit regularly, so nobody in Yerushalayim needed perfume. The fact is, we're told even from you could smell it from Yericho, all the way from Yericho, you could eventually, meaning the smell would waft, and would eventually get there all the way to Yericho. So you could have an effect even from afar. So he says the lima that we can learn from this is that when somebody's acting up al pi derech haTorah with fully properly, you can know it from afar. And he has as an example, and this is an example that the Darash Moshe has in multiple places. He loves this. Okay, he had it a few weeks ago for Hashem Nisi, the Mizbeach that Moshe built. He has it in Parshas Chayesare. Moshe Feinstein loved this idea from Shmuel. Shmuel tells us that David was hiding from Shaul. And so Shaul, where did David hide out from Shaul? David hid out from Shaul with Shmuel. So he's hiding with Shmuel, and Shaul sends men. Shaul finds out about it, so he sends like a group of soldiers to go get him, and they spot Shmuel from afar, and they start getting nevuah just from seeing Shmuel. This is what the okay. And in other words, they stop chasing after David. So Shaul's like, "Darn it! I want to get David." So he sends another group of soldiers, and again. As soon as they get near Shmuel, they start getting nevuah and stop chasing David. And in fact, Shaul had said, like, don't even talk to him, don't anything, just grab him. And it didn't work. As soon as they saw Shmuel, it had an effect on them.
Shmuel's alive?
Yes. So then...
he's actually
grabbing. So then Shaul himself goes and... And he's like, that's it, you know, I can't rely on anybody else. So he himself comes, and of course, he sees Shmuel, and he also starts the nevuah. He says, the minute you see Shmuel, the minute you're near Shmuel, the minute he's in sight, leka kina, leka sina. There's no way, you can't continue your crooked ways when you're within spotting distance of Shmuel. So he says, that's the same effect that the Ketoret had. The Ketoret wasn't just those in the Mikdash smell it. It smelled up the whole place. It smelled up all of Yerushalayim. Nobody needed perfume there. Everything smelled good. And he says, and that's the effect that properly doing Torah mitzvahs has, that people can sense it. People can be honest about it. People can know about it if you're so careful with your Torah mitzvot. And by the way, that smell test, the opposite is true as well. As in our Tamidei Chachamim have a smell test, and they know when something isn't Toradik. So it takes a certain level of Talmud Chacham possibly, but in other words, Rishayim are always trying to get people, and they're trying to trick people, and they pretend to be good, and it's false piety, and false modesty, and they're putting on a show, and putting on airs about it, and the real Talmud Chachamim are able to sniff that out, and be like, yeah, that guy, that's not for real. Why? Well, maybe it's because of the lack of this smell. The same smell that they were describing, that the Ketoret just spread all around it, and people doing it right, like Shmuel, people just near him started behaving because he was authentic, he was real, he was true. And when somebody doesn't have that, so we know he's not. So that's the message that Rav Moshe Feinstein gets from this pasuk. The pasuk tells us, light the candles, and prepare the candles, and when Aaron lit them, they would light the Ketoret. So why are we lighting the Ketoret then? because just like the candles are Meir and the candles represent the Torah, he says that that Torah has a smell, has a pleasant fragrance, aroma about it, and so we should take that inspiration to properly do Torah and Mitzvot, so that all those around us should be properly influenced, but also properly respect the Torah. They should go, wow, Baruch Hashem for the Torah, Ashrei, those who learn Torah and teach Torah and spread Torah. We all want those involved in Torah. Because of that, that's the positive influence of Torah. And Chas V'Shalom, the other way around, that it shouldn't be just a show and a put-on and false modesty, because then, of course, it won't have that same effect. That's the message from Rav Moshe Feinstein, the Rosh Moshe here in Parshas Tetzaveh. Shkoyach.